Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna take over the world with you.
Take it over, take it over.
Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? I just wanna spoil you, baby. Just love and adore you, baby. Your fragrance, it drives me crazy. Fuck it, let's just have a baby. Just play. Cruising down the interstate. It don't matter, baby, pick a place. Traveling state to state. The way we move, you know they gonna hate. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck the mother hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck the mother hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you. Take over the world, get you diamond pearls, shopping around the world, baby. It don't matter, you my fucking queen. When we hit the scene, they know you belong to me, baby. Yeah, you fucking with a boss, man. Fuck the cost, you know I got the sauce, baby. No one coming in between, it's just you and me. We always the winning team, baby. Shopping spree, pick it out, fuck a tag, yeah, it's all on me. Anything you want, you can get with it. Hop up on the jet, flying luxury. Bahamas, Dubai, Orlando, and Paris. Balenciaga, Chanel, or some Gucci. Back to the crib, your hands all on me. You know how I like it when you watch it for me. All up in the bed, you loving on me. You know how I like it when you watch it for me. All up in the bed, you loving on me, baby. I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck the mother hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you, baby. Hey.
Now that I'm thinking about it, she got me thinking about it. a little investment. I seen a crib for the low on the West End. No phone service, y'all, they got the best plan. Downtown, we'll be all at the West End. I don't need no reason to eat it. Make a hike, it up on the Tempur-Pedic. She a goddess, I think she come from Egypt. Every time we having sex, we wing it. Yeah. Now she got a reason to keep it secret. Undisclosed locations when we meeting. Fucking on the weekend. Damn.
She got a reason to be conceited.
She do.
Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits. She got a reason to be conceited. Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits. She got a reason to be conceited. She do. Bitches hate on her for no reason at all. Yeah, you can tell that she got it. There is no secret about it. All she talk about is profit and deposits.
She got a reason to be conceited.
Never trust nobody. I be checking out the whole party. 10 check, I need 10 stacks, and I probably throw it on your body. Bad bitch, I need bad bitch, I need bad bitches on my team. Thug niggas don't trust niggas, they be slugging pistols with a high beam. Worst killer, I'm not impressed if you got the gas on your whole neck. And that nigga talking that disrespect, coming up with his whole head. All I want is that walking down that axe, baby, no kiss and tell. Nigga, like I'm Ivy God, I'm throwing in my wishing well. If I had a choice to do it over, over niggas in that order, ain't no okay, rearrange. Okay. Put him on my plate, put him on my plate. Okay. He comfortable, his fucking knife, but cut the magic straight.
Yeah.
Smoking on the strong, laughing at these goofy niggas. All this long money, I get stupid
money,
figures.
Spending
time, my money ride, we be the hottest on the scene. Finna snatch your nigga up, I'm looking like a beauty queen. Laughing at these goofy niggas. Don't this long money, I get stupid figures. Spin inside my money ride, we be the hottest on the scene. Finna snatch your nigga up, I'm looking like a beauty queen.
A beauty queen.
I said,
wait.
Before I put the poison on them, I'm getting to the cage.
Get to the cage.
I bet the noise don't again.
Yeah.
Niggas gon' chase.
Yeah.
Fuck out my face.
Yeah.
I be getting dope, so you know that the bitch gon' bang. I'ma set it off like I'm Cleo when I shoot. I'm a bad bitch, that's a no-brainer, like the school. Niggas try to speak, and I just ignore them, and they hate it. He call me his trainer, how I keep him on the waitlist. Yo, nigga, he lookin', don't think he took it. These legs, they long, this ass, they cushion.
Watch it
bounce, boom, by the bingo. Got him with the team, now he trying to speak my lingo. He gon' run a sack, and I'ma triple that. Gorgeous kill about a business, I'm a triple threat. And I'm all about my paper, and it's about respect. Put that burner to his head and watch his temper sweat. It's a bad.
Smoking on the strong, laughing at these goofy niggas.
All this long money, I get stupid figures. Spin inside my money ride, we be the hottest on the scene. Finna snatch your nigga up, I'm looking like a beauty queen. Laughing at these goofy niggas.
Don't
know this long money, I get stupid figures. Spin inside my money ride, we be the hottest on the scene. Finna snatch your nigga up, I'm looking like a beauty queen.
Oh, like a family of pearl. Like you was made for me, girl. I wouldn't trade for the world.
She's going to call in a few seconds. This is Let's Talk Tuesday. Once my guests call in, I will introduce her. Well, yeah, I've been talking about all damn fat shit. A week shit. So, hell, y'all know who it is already. Noah J. Clay is about to call in a little bit. But, I was watching this goddamn debate. Lord Jesus. It was fucking horrible. We're doomed. I seriously have no idea what we're going to do as far as the presidency is concerned. Neither party answered any questions correctly or efficiently or made any of us feel like we should vote for one another. And to think that we got to go through two more of these debates? Look, and I say this all the time. Fuck the presidency, you know what I'm saying? If you want to vote, definitely vote for your local government. If you want changes in certain areas, certain things in your community, vote your local government, man. That's what matters the most. That's what gets certain things, certain laws to pass within your community, within your neighborhood, man. Because the presidency, they don't trickle down. But without further ado, we got Noah J. Clay in the building.
Yo. That's good.
How you doing, sleepyhead?
Oh my gosh, I'm good. I'm good. The weekend has been crazy, so your girl ain't got much sleep. So, oh my gosh, I apologize, y'all.
Hey, it's all good. I saw the videos. I'm like, man, look, y'all. Right now, go look up Noah J. Clay with two Y's in the heat. She definitely got that shit down. She definitely got that bomb ass stage performance, man. Now you killed it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you for calling in on the show.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Absolutely.
I most definitely love female artists the most because I feel like female artists have a lot to prove in the rap, in the hip-hop community because you got to outshine the males out here. And from my eyes, like, especially since I've been doing this show and the women that I've seen on here, y'all are definitely out-rapping these guys out here, in my opinion. And you can switch from that sex talk and then hit a motherfucker with bars. But like when I was listening to your EP, that's all I was hearing was that sexy shit, and then you flip it and hit a motherfucker with some bars. It's like, damn. Like, so you killing it.
Thank you. Thank you for checking it out. I appreciate you.
Hey, no problem. Like I said, you definitely, I'm your biggest fan now. But when did you start rapping? What made you, what inspired you to want to rap?
Ooh. Okay, so I think when I was about 13, I recorded my first song. But I wasn't, like, super interested in rapping. I was just hanging out with somebody, and they had a studio in their house. And then we were all chilling, and I told them, like, look, I can, you know, listen to this really quickly. And they were like, oh, you want to record it? I'm like, okay, let's do it. But after that, I was more into, like, writing. Just from growing up, I started off writing poetry, writing stories. I even wrote, like, a little book one time. So that's really what inspired me. As far as my writing, my creativity. But a few years ago, I caught myself dating a rapper for the first time. I had never dated a rapper before. And so I used to go with him to, like, his shows and to the studio and things like that. And I'm like, that's what really made me even more interested because I started actually living it, like, with him, vicariously, I guess.
Right.
Living it with him. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I can do this shit right here. Like, oh, I'm sorry, can I cuss? I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, you can cuss.
I'm like,
you can definitely cuss.
Okay. I'm like, I can do this right here. Like, you know, I will practice with him, you know, rapping. It was, the shit I was saying was crazy. Like, I was very, like, it was kind of violent a little bit. And then, of course, that didn't work out, of course. But after that, I got in tune with one of his homies. And I started, like, hanging out with him, and he started telling me, like, come to the studio, write a hook. His name is actually Faceless. He was like, come to the studio, you know, write a hook or, you know. He just, like, kind of kept me going. I didn't have to pay for anything like he did it. I just had to show up and write. You know, and wasn't it last year I started taking my music career seriously in May? So that's how that happened.
And here you are today, dope as hell out
Yes,
here.
Sir.
Thank you. Describe your very first performance. How did that go?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, the first time I ever performed was last year. I think it was at, like, the Cultural Center, somewhere on 63rd, near Hofstra, I think. Tell me about that show. I think Mr. Clubbanger told me. Yeah, it was Mr. Clubbanger. He was having a show, and I came out. And I did Back It Up. You better back it up, back it up, back it up, back it up. That's the song I performed. I thought it was horrible. I didn't like my breath when I was rapping. I got the mic was squeaking because I didn't know how to, control like the mic and it not having, you know, friction with the speakers and whatnot. But everybody loved it. When I was getting off the stage, when I was on the stage, they were singing the song. You know what I'm saying? And they were like, "Girl, you dope." Hey. People were asking to make music with me, but I thought it was horrible because I'm like, "Oh my gosh, my outfit was all down." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, if I go back and look at that video, I just cover my eyes." I'm like, "Oh my gosh," but people rocked with it, you know what I'm saying? And they felt like I still had stage presence, but that was like my first time ever performing, ever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is there a video
it
of
was
it
dope.
That we can go back and look?
Let me see. I wonder if I'm pretty sure I still have that video. I doubt if I deleted that.
You definitely got to send that to me.
Oh my gosh. I don't. That thing right there. Let me see. I'm pretty sure I still have it. I don't too much delete anything.
Yeah. When you find it, definitely let me know so I can see that.
Gotcha.
Young prodigy in the making. So who are your favorite artists growing up that you love listening to?
So being around my mom and my auntie, my favorite artist, I was really, really into R&B. Not even rap like that. Well, do I even have a favorite artist? Hold on. I got to really think about that. Okay, so it depends. So, like, being a younger girl, I don't think I had a favorite artist. I just had a favorite genre. I just want to listen to R&B because my mom would listen to Mary J. Blige.
Mm-hmm.
She also was from Lauryn Hill, you know, things like that. So I was like a Dusty's baby too. Like I listened to Dusty's, like I love the Temptations and things like that. Yeah, those are my guys right there. I love Boys to Men. Those are my guys right there. But as far as like rapping, I think I really took an interest to T.I. as like a teenager, a preteen. And, Lil Wayne for sure. Lil Wayne is my guy. So, I think I really took to the two of them as far as rappers. But I love me from Lil Rage. Lady Rage, that's my girl. Like, she's the one who like really inspired me to like be Noah J right now. I have to listen to her. She's a lyricist, complete lyricist. She don't gotta talk about sex or her body or none of that. Just sitting straight crack, completely. Much respect to her, even though she didn't really get her recognition, because everybody don't even know who she is. I gotta say, don't you remember Baby D on Friday? And then they're like, "Oh, she rapping." I'm
Lady Rage,
that's my Afro Puffs. Like, that's the Lady of Rage, y'all. That ain't just Baby D.
Yeah. And if you go back and listen to Snoop Dogg's early albums, she's definitely on a bunch of tracks with him. So, like, yeah, I definitely fell in love with her back in the day. She's definitely dope.
Yes. Definitely
very
dope.
Lyrical.
That's my girl right there.
So,
yeah.
I consider some of the rap of today trash as shit. Male and female. I feel like nobody, some do, you know, but for the most part, nobody really has a story. Everybody just got a catchy ass hook, put it to a dope ass beat, and it sells. Versus back in the day, you know what I'm saying? The beat may be a little kind of, but then you start hearing the lyrics and it's like, yo, I love this shit. So do you feel like today is a totally different direction as far as lyrics go? You feel like they need lyrics anymore?
Yes, it's kind of breaking up, just so you know. But let me just see if I caught on to what you said. Do I feel like the lyricism is different now than it was previously?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I just think that's because people have different things to talk about now. I mean, I don't think that I feel like the way that people rap now is for this, like, generation, you get what I'm saying, as far as the Gen Z and part of the millennials,
the
you get what I'm saying? Exactly. I think it's just almost inevitable for things to change because there's always going to be something different to talk about because each generation goes through different things.
So, right.
I don't necessarily expect them to talk how they used to talk back in the day. And plus, like, people don't read as much anymore. You know what I'm saying? So their vocabulary cannot be expanded if they don't read a book or get that knowledge. Like, I don't think, no disrespect, but I think a lot of people in this generation is lazy. It's lazy rapping. You know what I'm saying? It's mumble.
They need to pick up the same book T.I. did.
Right? Expeditiously. Like, seriously.
Expeditiously.
So, yeah. Oh, just saying, I found the video, too. But
oh, yeah. You got to send that to me. Like, watch it off air.
Okay. Where do you want me to send it to?
You can send it to my Facebook messenger, right? I think, or my email. One of the two,
okay.
That way I can watch.
Okay, I'll go to your messenger.
All right, I'm gonna definitely look at that.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you like the first minute of it because it's so big that it won't send the whole thing.
Yeah, I got you.
But well, it was horrible.
You said it's horrible?
Yeah, to me. I shouldn't say that. I should put some respect on myself. I was like, oh my God.
You definitely have been putting some respect out here. R-E-S-P-C. What did that lady say? She couldn't spell it right, but it was funny as hell.
Who are you talking about?
It was some old lady. It was a funny ass video. She was singing the song from I'm drawing a blank. The R-E-S-P-E-C-T. She was spelling it R-E-S-P-E. I don't know. She added like extra ass letters and shit. But it was funny as hell. At least she gave it an effort though. I gotta find it and I'm gonna post it on Facebook, but she was like R-E-S-P-E-C-K-T, some shit like that. I was like, what?
technical.
I don't know what type of shit she's selling, but to her, it made sense.
Oh my God.
It's a YouTube, it's a personal video, or is it on YouTube?
Oh, it's personal. That was never posted. That's like
archived. I'm gonna just watch it. I ain't gonna say nothing else about it. We'll talk about that off air.
That's super archived.
Man,
I'm on YouTube.
I ain't gonna lie. Now, everybody know me, I'm not a rapper, but I'm known to throw some bars here and there, you know what I'm saying? And on the tube, I do got some embarrassing ass rap videos from like 10, 11 years ago that I would never tell anybody where to go look. But man, it's out there and it's trash. When I go back and look at it, I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Hey, you was working.
Everybody got some archives.
Everybody. Oh my God.
I thought I was doing it. I can do a little something here and there, but man, archives be a motherfucker. Now, you write out all of your songs, right? Has anything ever been, do you freestyle?
No.
That's not in your.
I think this generation has a different definition of freestyle. Like, people say they freestyle and then they don't really freestyle. But, no, I don't. I write. So it depends. I feel like I freestyle in my head. Majority of my songs, like, for one, I never used to write to a beat. So my whole EP was wrote a cappella, right? But
I normally just really?
Huh?
I couldn't even tell. That's dope.
Yeah, I will write, and then I'll go to my producer, and then he'll play some beats, and I'll just start rapping my song over it. I'm like, I like that. Let's do that one. And that's how I came up with my beats. Because when I write, I hear beats in my head, but since I can't make them, I gotta use somebody else's beat. Because those beats aren't necessarily the beats that went with my lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Originally, a lot of my songs, the beats are just up in my brain. So once I start learning how to make beats, I'm going crazy because now I really get to make what I want to make. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
And I think my song would probably be a bit better.
Yeah. That's a lot. Even though Soulja Boy is kind of ass nowadays, but he makes his own shit, and that's suitable for him or whatever. So like, I definitely feel that. Like, I'm trying to get into everything. Like when I started the radio thing, I'm I like it. Again, I'm not by any means a rapper, but I can throw some bars down if I need it. So I got that in my repertoire. Then I'm like, okay, I want to start making beats. So I went and got a MacBook. I done downloaded some shit on here, so I'm learning how to do shit here and there. So you better get you a laptop and download Fruity Loops or something and learn, girl.
I do have Fruity Loops in the laptop. That's the funny thing. I do. I just do not utilize it. Do you want me to tell you why I don't use my Fruity Loops? Okay, that's a long story short. I was in like a long relationship, right? So my ex-boyfriend bought me Fruity Loops for, was that for Valentine's Day or something? I think it was Valentine's Day last year. And so I just thought he was an asshole because he bought me the card. First off, that's not even what I asked for. I actually asked for a charm for my Pandora bracelet. Because my shit is on try. You know what I'm saying? That's what I wanted. So I was so grateful. I'm like, woohoo, thank you. So this man downloads it on my computer, right? First off, I ain't trying to be ungrateful, but he got me the most basic one where I can't really use much on it. Secondly, he gonna sit here and register it under his name, and I freaked out. And I was like, why would you register my 40 moves that you got me under your name? Like, I was not happy. I thought it was an asshole. I thought it was straight ass.
Right.
So when I go and look at 40 moves, now I see his name. And I was like, like, this don't even feel like mine. Like, I'm just going to have to redo that. that's why I don't use 40 moves. Because for one, it's the most basic one, and it's ass, and I don't want to see his name when I'm in my Fruity Loops.
I got it. I'm gonna have to hurry up. I feel you. I get it. I understand. You know, if you ain't fuck with somebody, you don't wanna. You know, I feel you. That's just like, you know, if a ex chick brought me some jewelry, I ain't gonna wanna wear that motherfucker no more.
Exactly. So you can have
that. That shit gotta go. Right.
Gotta go. In the past.
But what I'm going to do real quick, I'm going to play a couple tracks and we'll get right back to it.
For sure.
So I'm going to play some random shit. This track right here, everybody, is called Keep Calling by Flavor Gang.
Wanna fuck with me? Keep calling my phone. Yo, bitch, yeah, she all on me. She can't leave me alone. She keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. Keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. Keep calling my phone. Something about me that she can't leave me alone. Tell me what it is. Tell me, should I give you as a business? So in love that she wanna be committed. Should've never ever kissed it in the kitchen. Fuck the one, now she say she can't leave me alone. All these chains and she tugging on my hair bone. Got my dress long, and this money long. Got a feeling like she gotta keep calling my phone, no. Your bitch wanna fuck with me. Keep calling my phone. Your bitch, yeah, she all on me. She can't leave me alone. She keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. Keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. She keep calling my phone. Something about me that she can't leave me alone.
Yeah, she calling my phone. Pull up to home, made her to a badass, Baby sound she moans, slow it down, do faster. Told me to pussy mine, I ain't even had an answer. I'm like one of a kind, hit that shit all the time. It's just dick on their mind, I can lay them on their spine. Legs up to the sky, and I gotta go by. My love's so Wi-Fi, my love's so Wi-Fi.
She keep calling me. Stalking me, I'm just ballin' B, like I wanna ring, I'm in her arteries, just call me Dr. C, then go fuck on her friend, ooh baby, part of me, love the way that she got it, but ain't into romance, the way she move her body, like she tryna slow dance, she riding on me, no hands, throw her all of these bands, put her under a trance, she's out calling her man.
Love when you say that mommy like you know Spanish. Unlike those wild ass nights when I can't find my panties. Yeah, it's a different action, just relax and drive. How nice and highway. I'm all in your headspace. Yeah, yeah. Blow out the whole way. Yeah, when we fade out. Oh, oh, yeah. Blow. down, it'd be 94, we damn near missed the exit. As long as you stay calm, cool, and collected, no one will know what's happened. These windows ain't tinted. Get where I'm hinting, let me finish. I'm a ghost status. The way I'm hooked on you, I got a you fetish. Like when you say that mommy like you know Spanish. I like those wild ass nights when I can't find my panties. Yeah, this a different action, just relax and try.
I got you, baby.
High nights and highways, I'm all in your headspace. Yeah, yeah. Blow out the whole way out, then we fade out.
High nights and highways,
high nights and highways, I'm all in your headspace. Yeah, yeah. Blow out the whole way out, then we fade
out. Yo, 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 we are back here at OG Radio with your boy Radio Rail and Noah J. Clay in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
For those who are tuned in, it's Let's Talk Tuesday. We just wrapping that thing up, just shooting the shit and talking about Noah J. Clay's little career out here, how much he got bars and shit out here. And
big career.
That video was lit though. That video was lit.
Thank you.
I wish y'all could see what I saw, y'all. She came a long way. why are you asleep? You missed probably the best, worst debate ever. So if you get on your timeline, you see everybody talk about the debate, that's what it was. It was legit the best, worst shit that we witnessed in the years of us living. That's fuck. I don't even know.
Oh, my gosh. Del Migraine. So we're taking out to stay in the house this weekend.
Hey, but you did what you had to do. You know, you killed it. I was trying so hard to get out the house to pop out to your event. Oh, I think it was Saturday you did South Village.
Friday,
yeah.
That was lit.
Had a show. Yeah, I when you posted, I was like, damn, she working that crowd.
I mean, yeah, I was really working it because it was a little icy in there, you know. I mean, I've noticed that the further I go and the better I get, that like my people say, like, everybody not going to like you. You know what I'm saying? Because I had an experience for the first time where, you know, mm-hmm. People didn't never expect me to be a rapper, right? When they see me and I go out to the show, they never know that I'm a rapper. So when I was, you know, in the building, I danced, so I'm energy all night. So I'm dancing. Some ladies, like, they come and, like, dance with me, you know, trying to, like, be up in my grill and, like, have a good time or whatnot. And, you know, I'm with the shits.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I started to perform, their faces frowned up so badly. I was confused. I was like, damn, like, I was just out of my little booty, because women didn't matter.
Right.
And as soon as I started performing, they was like, you didn't see their faces, like they ate a crybaby or some shit. I was like, wow.
Damn.
I'm serious. They didn't want to take my business cards or nothing, you know, but I guess, I mean, I was doing something right, and, you know, everybody ain't gonna rock with you, you know. Everybody ain't gonna like your shine, but you just gotta keep going.
You
gotta let them.
But you don't, you know, you don't let never let that affect you, though, right?
No, I mean, that was my first time actually experiencing anything like that. So, no, I wasn't affected because I'm at a point in my life where I really don't give a fuck.
Good shit, good shit. That's the attitude to really have. Like, my attitude, you know, people say things positive, cool, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I like it, cool. But all that negative shit is just like, you missed it with that one. You know what I'm saying? You don't like it. All right, you know. What you eat don't make me shit, so, hey.
You hear me? What?
Say
that again.
I've seen a lot of, during my little time here on radio from February to now, a lot of artists I've grown to know or knew beforehand, I kind of see them, like, some when they perform, you know, something, like you say, person, you know, frowned up when they, you know, try to dance and shit. Like, they let little shit like that affect them. And it kind of fucks with their work sometimes, you know. And it's like, they get stuck in their head, like, well, maybe I shouldn't have did this or, you know, shit like that. What suggestions do you have to artists about, you know, things of that nature, where not letting things affect them?
Okay. So with that, I feel like that all comes with time and practice and certain life experiences. Like, if that had happened to me last year, I probably would have felt the same way. Like, damn, I should have did something different. I probably would, like, got down on myself just because of the place I was in my life last year. Now, since I'm where I'm at now, where I'm really taking life, like, serious. Like, I'm not bullshitting. You know, I'm not accepting anything. I'm not letting people come and change my mind. I'm in control of my life, you know, and people are mean. Like, once you start to open up and say, okay, people are mean, everybody's not going to fuck with you, but that doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. That's just them, that's their reflection of themselves and how they feel on the inside, and then you have to pray for these people. Like, I feel bad for you, sir or ma'am, that you know, that it's something in your life where you're insecure, because that has nothing to do with me. And people, I learned from my loctician when she was doing my hair, what people think about you is none of your business. And that's period.
Oh, my God.
That has nothing
say
to do with you. People's opinions about you is none of your business, because opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one. And people are going to always have something to say about you. And bad opinions is still publicity for you as an artist. It don't matter, because the people who hate you are the people that's going to look into you more, the people who are going to give you more views, the people that's going to spread the word about you, whether it's negative. For every pro, there's a con. For every con, there's a pro. It's the balance of life. You know, and I'm a Libra, so I'm all about balance. You know,
right.
It's a balance. You can't have good without bad. You know, or the world would be boring.
That's true.
So just always remember, that's all. It's none of your business what people think about you. None of your business. You can't either indulge in that. So you
100% true. I agree with that all the way. Great advice by Noah J. Clay.
Yes.
I'm
coming with
it. So is this your... Now, I did notice that you have two other singles on Apple Music. Is this... Do you have music on other platforms?
Yeah, I have my music on iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify, Deezer, Napster, TikTok, YouTube. Yeah, I got a few music videos. I have three music videos out. I'm coming out with the fourth one. The remix to WAP. It's actually called Raw, Real Ass Women. That's going to be coming out.
Hey!
It's dope as hell. It's actually three other female artists that are on it. So I put together like a female cipher. This is like my first big project as far as being the CEO of Boss Girl Music. I seen these ladies. I had an idea. I contacted them. I came up with the concept. And then the ladies delivered completely. And then I went to Bar University for, you know, ideas as far as my video shoot. And we sat and we all collabed and came up with some dope ideas. And they helped me find the location and things like that to shoot the video. And it's just, man, it's going to be dope. Like, shout out to Gabby Rose, Renee Bay, Misfit, Bar University, which is Jay Ocean, and Deuce Deuce. So shout out to them, seriously.
I feel that. And speaking of Misfit, I've known Misfit for some years. And she introduced me to Jay Ocean and Deuce as well. I didn't know how many connections that she really had out here like that. Like, I knew she was in the poetry and everything, and I knew that she also rapped and everything, but I didn't know, like, I was like, damn. Like, once I started getting to the radio, and then, you know, I'm like, shit, like, damn. Like, I linked up with Bar University twice. And speaking of them, I'll be on the show tomorrow. So definitely tune in tomorrow.
I'll be
on live with them, me and my producer, AK. So I'm going to give you another shout out tomorrow.
Shout out to you.
Oh, yeah. What they're doing, and I always give them a lot of shout outs all the time on the show, and it's vice versa. It's all love. I love what they're doing, and I always say that, to me, they're doing a modern-day Yo MTV rap. And, like, the direction they're headed is going to be big. And for people like me and you to be a part of, you know, of that, I would never take that for granted. Like, I love that, and they're going to be huge. Like, in my mind, they're already huge,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, I'm glad that they gave people, you know, like you, and artists like you and Misfit and radio personnel like me, you know, to give us a platform where we can share our voice, you know. And I like being on this show where we give artists the opportunity to speak their truth. And since I've been doing it, we started off with two shows, and now we got four. It's a lot, not a lie. It's a lot. Because I keep having new ideas and new shit. But, it's definitely a lot of blessings. It's been growing. I get the pleasure of meeting artists like you. I met you through Bar University TV. So I'm definitely going to be reaching out to you a lot for future shows and everything. So, you know, when you get all big and famous, don't forget about it, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't going to never forget. No. I'm a humble beast. I'm grateful
that
you can be on the show.
No problem. I appreciate you willing to do it. I be forgetting sometimes. Like, I do radio 4 days out the week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And I never forget to tune in to Bar University on Mondays and Wednesdays, mainly Wednesdays because I'm off of radio, so I get to tune in. And I be forgetting half the time that I'm on radio. And then when I tune in, I listen to artists as well as everybody else. And I barely mentioned that I have a radio show and be like, hey, yo, come check this out. You know what I'm saying? I'd just be like, yeah, they suck. Or, like, this track is good. And then, like, I'd never be like, like, I've known you for a hot little minute, and I didn't even say nothing about you being on the show until recently. Like, damn, you know what? Check it out.
Yeah, because I didn't know that you had a radio show either. I would have been asked you.
Oh, yeah, man. I'll be tweaking. But, you know, I'm happy that this is true. But I'm always grateful that when I do make myself known in the little comment, that Jay Ocean and Deuce be shouting me out and letting everybody know what I do. So for all those who have been hitting my inbox, I'm not ignoring. It's just so many that I haven't replied yet.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I thank you for calling in, and let everybody know all your social medias where they can find you. All
right, y'all. So this is your girl, Noma J. Clay, a.k.a. Miss Exquisite with the Boss going hot. You can find me on all social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at #1, Noah, N-O-A-H, and the letter J all together. Again, that's #1, Noah J. You can find me on Snapchat, Noah J. Clay, YouTube, Noah J. Clay. And I'm everywhere on all musical platforms, Noah, N-O-A-H, the letter J, Clay, C-L-A-Y-Y-E. So it's like, hey, Noah J. Clay. So turn up, y'all. You know, like, share, comment, subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you rock with the music, I got a single coming out on my birthday, October 17th. It's called Wide Open, so it's something different. It's featuring A1 Baby, which is my homie, Bull Gang, BMFG. Shout out to him and the squad. We got some heat coming. It's way different. It's more for the lovers, you get what I'm saying? We make them love, baby, making music, you get what I'm saying? So,
hey.
Tune in, y'all. Hey, it's lit. And thank
hey,
you so much for having me.
Y'all. I will definitely have you back when you drop new projects. So, you know, I'll definitely be keeping in touch with you on that. What is mine now? I always forget what the hell I'm going to be having to announce half the time. What's tomorrow? What is this? Everybody check me on Broward University TV tomorrow, live via Facebook. Me and our producer, AK, will be on the show tomorrow from 7 to 10:30, I think it is. 7 to 10 or 7 to 10:30. Catch me back here Thursday for Poetry Night from 9 to 10:30. Me and my co-host, Genesis, we have a bunch of poets. Again, for all those who tune in, all the poets that call in, we have judges on air and off air. Whoever wins the majority of the votes, they win a cash up of $25. Tune in Friday for Freestyle Friday. We have another artist by the name of the Real DC Young Fly. He will be on the show this Friday. I had a whole some more announcements. I'm drawing the damn blank. But definitely everybody check out Noah J. Clay. I'm a big fan, and I will be probably shouting her out for the next week or so. So thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate it. Even though you was, knocked out majority of the day, it's all good. Glad you woke up in time to call in on the show and bless us with your presence.
Yes, thank y'all so much for having me, seriously. And shout out to being addicted to Facebook, because I woke up and looked at Facebook. I'm like, oh, shit. I saw your message. And shout out to being addicted, for real. That's bad when you wake up out your sleep and look at your phone, the first thing you go to is Facebook.
Hey, that's fact. Low key, I was blocked last night. Couldn't say nothing. I was banned for 24 hours. So I was like, shit.
Yes.
I gotta stop talking shit. That's why I moved to Twitter. I could talk way more shit on there.
You hear me? Hey, yes, y'all get on Twitter. Follow again at One Noah Jake. Twitter is lit. Lit as fuck. People don't even know how lit Twitter is.
Man,
that's a place to talk your shit.
I
yeah.
Got so many different
don't talk your shit on Facebook.
Facts. They keep banning my ass. But y'all can follow me on Twitter. I believe it's Dilla2811. Follow me on Instagram at RadioRail21 and HailRail1290. That's my personal. My Facebook is Terrell Radio Rail Redmond. I always forget my Snapchat, but whenever I get that right, I'll give it to y'all. anything else you got to say, Noah, before we head out?
Yeah, I wanted to let you all know this Thursday I have an interview with DJ Puccellini from 5:30 to 8:30. So I hope that you all tune in. I'll be posting that information on my Facebook, Noah J. Clay. Clay is C-L-A-Y-Y-E. Not Nora, because some people always think I say Nora, but Noah, like Noah's Ark, y'all. Noah J. Clay, tune in.
Noah.
I will be interviewing with Noah. I'll be in the building with DJ Puccellini, just talking a bit about what I do. You get what I'm saying. So check me out, y'all. Thank you all for supporting me. Thank you to the people who actually purchased my music. Who download and just take the time to listen, and the people who are actually listening right now. So shout out to Real Radio. Y'all tune in, you know, support. He the next big thing, you know, happening. So I just pray for consistency, persistency, health, wealth, prosperity, and longevity for us all. So Asha.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And with that being said, everybody, have a good fucking night. Wash your goddamn hands. And social distance the best way you can out here.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night, y'all.